This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
What's up, you riddiots? It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adol Refine.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And boy, oh boy, are you riddiots. Just for listening to this, for downloading this, for taking some friend's advice of like, hey, check out this show, it's pretty good. Boy, is there egg on your face.
Yeah,
get
you're
that egg off your face.
You're a bunch of puzzle.
You're an open egg face sandwich.
You're a bunch of puzzle.
You dumbass riddiots.
Nincompuzzles. You're a bunch of nincompuzzles.
Do you want to know an insult that someone said to me in my life that haunts me?
Yeah.
Can we guess?
Oh, yeah. let's all guess. Bird
no,
eyes.
Please don't guess.
Bird eyes.
You said bird eyes twice. No, my sister.
Yo, frog throat.
My sister Molly said, Erin can't eat eggs without it getting in her hair. Whenever she eats scrambled eggs, it always gets in her hair. She's such a mess.
Old wow. Egg hair, Keith.
I know.
Egg, that sounds like a medieval, like, we now present to the court the egg hair.
And then I fall down the stairs.
Then you fall down the stairs and die.
Egg hair Keef sounds like a drink that I would order without totally understanding what it is. I'm like, I'll have an egg hair Keef.
I think it has egg whites in it.
$17.
Must be worth it.
This place is so nice.
Do I have bird eyes?
I said it twice.
Right.
Technically, everyone has bird eyes if they look like you.
Oh my god!
It's a compliment.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
it's a compliment.
It's a compliment.
Hey, you riddiots!
Birds have some of the best eyes. You have to admit.
Eagle eye cherry.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Eve six.
Put my tender heart in a blender. Watch it spin around to a beautiful
oblivion.
I've seen a lot of dead birds around Chicago.
Oh, you're a witch.
Oh, you're causing them. Did you
Am
know,
I?
Aaron, that when you look up in the sky and look at an airplane, it crashes?
Does it?
You have that power.
Huh. You really have been seeing a lot of dead birds around Chicago?
Yeah, I think I've seen four in the last week.
Whoa.
And they're the, like, normally in the winter you see a bunch of dead pigeons because they, like, sit down and they freeze to death.
Uh-huh.
They but, sit down?
Yeah, they...
Do you think pigeons... I'm picturing a pigeon in, like, a little lawn chair.
A little pigeon chair.
So do you think their knees bend and they put their butt down?
Yeah. I think, like, they're... Yeah, they fold in half.
Well, that's what's killing them. They're folding in half. That's snapping their inner organs.
When pigeons land and then they can't fly anymore
this
and then
is
they
what
die.
It sounds yeah, I was like when pigeons land.
Prince's first draft.
Maybe I have bird eyes.
But I've been seeing the little like songbirds. They're really, really small. Mm-hmm, just dead.
Do you live by a songbird tree? Because I know change of season, all of the songbirds fall out of the tree, and that's what makes more songbird trees for future seasons.
They're really little. I don't think that's true.
No, it's not.
They're really little, and they're...
Did you mean to say Willy Whittle?
They're Willy Whittle. And I've been seeing them close to, like, buildings and trees, so I think they may be falling out.
I have not seen any dead birds lately, and I know that I haven't seen any dead birds lately because
I've been looking for them.
I
collect them
when I'm walking. I'm looking for them because Spaghetti will pick them up and put them in her mouth, and she doesn't want to do anything else but put it in her mouth.
She can put them in her mouth.
She doesn't want to swallow it or chew it. She just wants to like hold it there for a minute and taste it. And she's done that to a dead bird before, sure. And it's very gross when she does it.
I don't like that.
Two things. One, have you seen the series Dark on Netflix?
I haven't.
No.
Check out the series Dark.
It's from Germany?
It's from Germany.
Great.
Pennywise the Clown from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Germany, and it's like a combination of Lost and Stranger Things, but it's better than both. But it's one of the best series I've ever seen, and so many of the episodes are just like them finding dead birds. And it signifies, well, I won't ruin it, but it signifies something. And then also, did you know that
it signifies something?
It's everything is something. And then there's also, did you know that there's a bird, a little songbird, I forget where, it's maybe in Italy, that you like pan roast and then you eat it. You like cover your head with your napkin and then you eat it in one bite. And it's like this forbidden.
I think this is a fraternity prank.
It's a fraternity. Well, you put your thumb in the butthole in front of you and the butthole behind you.
Uh-huh.
And then you elephant walk. But it's like you're supposed to cook this bird and you eat it in one bite and it's bones and all. And it's supposed to be so sinfully good that you're supposed to hide your face from God. And you do that by putting a napkin over your head. But that's a fun little.
Honestly,
fun little terrifying fact.
Most of the wild shit I'm eating, I'm hiding my face from God.
when you eat ribs, you put your napkin over your head, right? Because you're a vegetarian.
I don't want God to know I'm putting mayonnaise on broccoli. So there's definitely a napkin over my head.
Sorry, God.
Who's old man? Puzzles.
Aaron, I'm so glad you asked, and I'm so glad it was slow. Because I heard it. I'm Old Man Puzzles for this episode. I think that I did this on a long, long, long way back time ago episode. So for new listeners or returning listeners, you're in for a treat. We're going to do some warm-up puzzles that are jokes for kids.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's a joke for kids' school.
That's the first one.
Dane Cook's School for Jokes.
What's that old burn? Oh, yeah, Aaron, you're like school on Saturdays. No class.
Ooh!
I think that's from Rudy.
Aaron, can I also tell you something?
What?
You got a Sunday school face and a Saturday night body. Boom!
What does that mean? What? I don't even know where to begin with that sentence.
Do you guys know the phrase?
You got legs that'd make a cardinal kick in a stained glass window.
I think you are.
Two pickles fell out of a jar onto the floor. What did one say to the other?
I'm a pickle, and so are you.
What's the deal?
Adel is closest without going over. The answer is...
Are you fucking kosher? I am.
Okay, two more.
You're a little salty.
No, two more, just from him.
One of them was named Darren, and he goes, Flaccid Darren.
What? Why Darren?
Well, you know, you're like classic Adel, so you just say classic Darren.
I just love how his name is Darren.
Well, pickles got fun names.
All right, one more, Adel.
Tell me the whole joke again. Two pickles?
Two pickles fell out of a jar to the floor. One of one's into the other. You did not
tell
need
my
that.
Wife I love her.
Like I said, Adel was closest without going over the answer.
Oh, wait, I have one more.
Got it.
If I could turn back Brian.
There you go. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
That's what. Don't. No, don't fuck yeah. That
we're
was
out,
the last one that I asked for.
Never touch a pun man's radio.
Deal with it is the answer. So
that's
Adel,
what I said.
I said you were closest without going over.
What did I say?
Well, they're in the same situation. Why would you say deal with it when they're both dying on the floor?
Maybe one was being like an
asshole
about
it. I want to see a scene.
Great.
JPC and Aaron, you are two pickles.
I thought you might.
And you are, you didn't fall out of a jar, but you're both... You were in like a cave, like a fun little cave in like Kentucky.
What?
And
a pickle cave?
No, it's not a pickle cave. It's a regular cave, but
okay.
You're pickles.
Got
but you're
it.
In this cave because you saw it, like you were driving on a road trip and you saw a fun little tourist trap.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ruby Falls, which I believe is in Tennessee. It's a little cave. And there's a cave in, and now the two of you are left and the air is depleting.
Okay, let's try to conserve oxygen as best we can. Oh. Well, I guess I shouldn't have asked you to do anything that would fucking benefit the two of us. You're so petty.
You had to pull. And I had a dream, Darren. I had a dream that I would be eaten next to a sandwich during someone's lunch break on a day that they really needed a sandwich, like a Thursday or a Friday, a delicious sandwich at work. I wanted to be that pickle. And then you said, pull over. I wanted to go to Greece for our honeymoon.
You wanted to go to Greece for our honeymoon?
I wanted to go to Greece for our honeymoon.
You know what they do to pickles in Greece?
I don't know. I wanted to meet an olive.
Wait, what? Why? Why did you want to meet an olive? On our honeymoon? Jill, why do you want to meet an olive?
Do I hear two pickles in there?
Help!
Do you need help?
Yes!
Oh, now's your time, Tom. You gotta really relish this moment.
Please, pick us.
What?
Pick us!
I'm just having fun. Catch up.
God damn it.
See?
You didn't want to pick a pickle?
No.
What did the Dalmatians say after lunch?
I spotted
I could eat 101 more of those sandwiches.
I'm glad I'm not a fucking goat.
I really enjoyed those Cruella deviled eggs.
Ooh, very good. Aaron's beating you on puns right now, Adel. You sure you want to let this slide?
No.
You were both right. The first thing that you said was right, but...
Fire truck spot. Me.
Yes, but put that into a pun that has to do with eating, maybe.
Spot,
This is something that you would say after you have a big meal.
What did the Dalmatian say after what?
Spot.
After lunch.
That really hit the spot.
That really hit the spot.
Adel got it. I do like Aaron. I'm going to give you partial credit for. I ate every last spot.
Which makes no sense, and I know it.
I do want to see a scene.
Again?
Again.
Oh, my goodness.
This is going to
be... Why, I never.
Holy mackerel.
I do declare. This will be a Swan Lumps.
So we have Jesus.
J.P. Riddles. This will be old classic, old Vlasic J.P. Riddles.
Old Vlasic J.P. Riddles.
And J.P. Riddles, you are with your Aaron and I, who are your niece and nephew, I think we've established.
For sure.
Half-heartedly.
Yep.
And you're going to be telling, you're tucking us in with a bedtime story that's kind of like 101 Dalmatians, but it's your own little twist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When will our parents be home?
When is our mom and dad coming back?
They went to Rome, and they forgot to hire a babysitter, so they'll be back in a couple of weeks. As soon as they're done with their little trip there to the Vatican and all of the Pope and all his castles. But you're stuck with old J.P. Riddles until further notice.
They didn't hire a babysitter, meaning that they don't know that you're watching us?
No, I intercepted a phone call. They called a babysitting service. I've been putting flyers all around the neighborhood. Aww. All of those flyers lead back to a phone number that's a burner phone, and a squirrel took the burner phone from me, and he went up into a tree, but I climbed that tree at nighttime, and I strangled that squirrel, and I ate his tail.
J.P. Riddles.
Mm-hmm. And so I intercepted the call from your parents. I disguised my voice, a la Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, well, hello. I'd be happy to schedule a babysitting service for you while you go to Rome. And now here I am in a big house in a nice neighborhood eating peanut butter out of the jar. No spoons for old J.P. Riddles.
They would have let you watch us. You're a beloved family member.
Ah, but I ain't going to take charity from nobody, okay? And now J.P. Riddles has the run of the house, and these are your dad's pants, and this is your mom's blouse.
Uncle J.P.
What's that? Now, don't call me Uncle J.P. Call me J.P. Riddles, or you call me Dr. Riddles, if
Dr.
you please.
Dr. Riddles?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
J.P. Riddles.
Yes?
Why did you eat that squirrel tail if you were going to come over here and eat peanut butter?
Well, you know, a plan's a plan, and revenge is a different thing. So, anyway,
J.P. Riddles.
Climb up into the bed, okay? And I know that I pushed... I pushed two sofas together, and I'm calling that a bed because I'm taking all the beds in the house. I
can you read us
a
story?
Bed fort for myself. Yes, what do you want, little
one?
Are
you wearing our mom's perfume because it smells like it?
I'm not wearing your mom's perfume. I drank your mom's perfume because I thought I was having a big glass of brandy, and J.P. Riddles hasn't had alcohol in quite some time, unless you count squirrel urine, which does fuck you up pretty good.
J.P. Riddles?
But it's not really the same as alcohol. Climb into bed. Now, what do you want now,
little
girl?
It looks like your hair was on fire recently.
Okay, well, I did have to watch all of Mrs. Doubtfire, and I tried to recreate a couple of scenes, and I didn't light my hair on fire.
You look more like Fire Marshal Bill from In Living Color.
Well,
he's right. My brother's right.
I don't know how you fucking make that reference. You little 13-year-old miscreant. Everybody climb into the couch bed there. Your old Uncle J.P. Riddles. Hold on now. What do you want, little girl? I'll entertain one more question from you.
You've had the same piece of spinach in your teeth since I was born. Why don't you take it out?
I would love to take it out, but this piece of spinach was surgically inserted into my teeth by a doctor, and it was his dying wish that I keep it here.
Okay, same comment as my sister, but the fork in your neck?
No. Well, old J.P. Riddles started watching Mrs. Doubtfire, but apparently...
Can we take out that fork?
No, apparently I was watching the movie Frankenstein, and I did a couple of things wrong, and then about halfway to the movie, I realized my mistake and started watching the right movie, but
it's not even two forks on each end, it's one fork all the way through.
It's one fork all the way through. I think I nicked something important,
so
we're going to...
It's a plastic fork.
It is indeed, so I'm just going to wait till it biodegrades. Now, get into bed, and I want to read you this
story.
Tell us a story.
Okay, now this is one of my famous Swan Lumps books. This is Swan Lumps... 22. Swan Lumps 22, the man who made one coat out of one dog. Okay, so once upon a time, there was an old hermity man, and he had a horrible, shitty life, and he lived out in the yard, and he had no friends and no family. And one day, his no-good brother and his beautiful wife went to Rome. Yes, he went to Rome on a vacation, and old J.P., this man in the woods, snuck into the house, and he found that there was a dog guarding the house, and he made quick work of that dog, and by that I mean he took about 45 minutes and let
where's
the dog
Baxter?
Bite him all over, but finally he strangled that dog
Uncle
with an old
Baxter?
Piece of spaghetti
Baxter?
He had in his back pocket, and he cut the dog up and made a
where's
little
Baxter?
Little
coat
out of like his- a dog that we love that we've rescued.
Baxter's gone, okay? He went to Rome with your parents.
See.
God, J.P. Riddles is one of my favorite fictional characters in anything.
J.P. Riddles.
Right up there with Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
J.P. Riddles is just me blacking out.
He talks through you.
Yeah. Never stop talking and never listen.
For people at home, J.P.C. Puts his head on the table, closes his eyes, and holds up a sock puppet. It's like a Mick Foley situation. Mankind sort of a...
He's not even moving his mouth. The sound's actually coming from the puppet.
I do it all from the top of a steel cage.
I'm ready for another joke.
Why did the... Oh, I love this one. Why did the kid cross the playground?
Why did the kid cross the playground?
Because
he was
friend.
Monkey
nope.
barring around.
Nope. This is not a pun. It is not a joke.
Oh, what?
Hardly anything.
To get away from the white van.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus, that's dark.
Said it's not a joke.
That'd be great to have on a kid's website.
Because his mom called him.
To get to the other slide.
You said it's not a joke. No fair.
Okay.
Mercy.
This one I'm going to do a slight little change up to. How does the mummy... start a letter. How does the mummy start a letter? Mummy writing a letter.
Toilet paper.
Okay, Aaron. The first dead storp of the episode.
Storp.
Dear John.
Dear John, yeah.
Which is like a toilet, so toilet paper. Dear John.
Dear John, yeah, like a toilet.
Like a toilet paper.
Uh-huh, toilet paper, yes. You're on the wrong track. You're both on the wrong track.
It's what's tut? Instead of what's up?
What's tut?
Keep it tut.
Yeah, keep it tut. You know how you start a letter with keep it tut.
I usually say keep it toit.
Aaron, dear mummy.
Yeah.
Very good. I would accept that as well.
Mummy and daddy.
If he's writing a letter to his mummy and his daddy. But no, this is a mummy starting a letter.
Here's what I sphinx.
Okay. Ah! Okay. That also works. That also works.
I'm having a pyramid midlife crisis.
There you go.
Give it to him.
That's something.
Give it to him.
This letter is not to be spoken. It's to be pyramid.
Cairo, no.
Cairo, no.
Give us a hint.
Give us a hint.
Ben.
So you would also start a letter this way if you were writing a letter to someone who
to whom it may concern.
To whom it may.
It's just whom it may concern.
Whom it may concern.
Real quick, can we like lose our fucking minds at how good I am at this?
Addle.
I said he was good. I wanted him to get the pyramid.
KJ's snapping. Thank you.
You are very good at jokes for kids. So do with that what you will.
I'd like to see a scene.
I would love for you to see a scene.
Addle, you are a British soldier in World War I, and you're writing a letter to your love back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then JPC, you're the love back home, and we're going to hear your response.
Gotcha.
My dearest Veronica. 'Tis such a shame to have left you in the streets of London. I know that you are putting your candle out at night, thinking of me, and trust that I am doing the same here on the battlefield. Of course, I'm here in Polynesia fighting the King's War, and I can't tell you how beautiful this land is juxtaposed with how vicious and terrifying the fights and wars are. I can't wait to be back in your loving arms. I miss your bread pudding and your sticky toffee. Love, Chauncey.
Dearest Chauncey, I was overjoyed to get your letter this past Wednesday past. Of course, I skipped the dreadful parts about the bloody, terrible war. Oh, the king, how he sends you on this war. Ooh, I did notice that you asked about my bread pudding, so please find enclosed with this letter the recipe to bread pudding. 1 loaf of bread, 2 scoops of pudding, blend, bake at 350 degrees for 20 minutes. Serve chilled with a nice glass of mulled
Veronica,
wine.
Veronica, come back to bed.
Drake. Drake, the love of my life, who makes my loins burn. Oh, shit. I'm still writing. I'm not talking, I'm writing. Oh, dreadful Veronica, whatever will you do?
Dearest Veronica, your last letter was not received as whatever the contents were eaten by maggots and vermin. I trust that it was something special, knowing you. You were giving me your kindest regards and warmest...
Hey, Chauncey, come back to bed.
Drake, my love, started at the bottom, now we're here.
Drake. Okay.
Drake, fuck everyone.
Okay, ready? This is it. This is it. This is for all the marbles.
This is it.
What do you call a droid? That takes the long way around.
R2-D2. Is that right?
That's right.
Honestly?
Oh my God.
Let me be honest. I have never heard that joke in my life,
okay.
But my brain is broken.
But I hit my head in such a way that now I'm good at just this one thing.
A pun killed my dad, and ever since then, I've vowed to learn every pun.
A pun killed my
How?
Dad.
How?
Just ask yourself.
Banana split.
Do you feel lucky? Pun.
Do you?
That's when Adel goes and hunts down every pun that killed his dad.
Riddle, riddle, riddle. Riddle, riddle, riddle. Riddle, riddle, riddle. Riddle,
Aaron,
riddle, riddle.
That's correct. That's the name of the show.
Riddle, riddle, riddle.
Yes, this is. Those were the warm-up riddles. You all did admirable. You did laughably well.
So we're promoted from general to admirable?
You're going to be a rear sergeant.
Ooh.
Ooh, sexy, nice. Sexy. Okay, we are going back to a book that we've used before. This is a book of lateral thinking puzzles. So these are not going to be riddles. These are going to be lateral thinking puzzles.
So if one of us can't solve it, we can toss the ball to somebody else who can carry it to the end zone.
Explain yourself.
In the NFL and football, there's a thing called the lateral where you can toss the ball to the sun.
Great. Well, that's great. That's just like having a fucking conversation with my dad. Thanks a lot, Adel. Wonderful. Love it when my dad explains football to me. He knows so much. Okay. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
This riddle is called Giving Kevin the Boot. Aaron, close your eyes.
Wait a second. Wait.
Ahead of you.
Hold on.
Okay.
Fuck this. I want to go back and I want to see a scene.
Okay.
How did we not do this?
Okay.
I think I was so happy I solved it that I glossed over what could be an amazing scene.
What?
Aaron.
Yeah.
You are R2-D2. JPC, you are C-3PO.
Okay.
And the two of you are on a fucking road trip. We can't not see that.
Sure.
And I might chime in as BB-8.
Okay.
Help! We crashed! Help us!
And that's a dead stop. Aaron, have you seen Star Wars?
Yes, I have.
Perfect. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Help us!
No one can understand you, R2. I know that I can distinguish.
Get out of the road! Honk, 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 beep, beep, beep.
R2, now, this is an important learning lesson for you. I crashed us, Master R2, into the side of the road because you wouldn't stop dillying with the cigarette lighter. Now, how many times do I have to tell you, Master R2, never touch a bronze droid's radio? All right, you're ready to get back on the road?
C-3PO. Going somewhere?
It's BB-8. You're welcome.
Oh, BB the Hutt. Actually, Aaron, those were impressive R2-D2 sounds.
Yeah.
Honestly?
It sounded like an Ewok stuck inside R2-D2.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. They're being facetious.
No, those were good sounds. Much better than my C-3PO
impression.
I thought
it was funnier when he could talk, but you guys didn't like Help us!
What if R2-D2 had a human voice this whole time?
If someone could go back into the Star Wars movies, and every time R2-D2 bleeps or bloops, just put Aaron screaming, help us!
Help!
I would buy that movie for $100.
Yeah, you'll get
to burn all the copies.
By George Lucas. He's very litigious. Okay, this is called Kevin. Giving Kevin the Boot. It's called Kevin Giving Kevin the Boot. Kevin was asleep when a boot crashed through his bedroom window, waking him up. Loud music came from the house next door, further irritating him. He jumped up, shook his fist at his neighbor's house, and shouted some obscenities towards it. It's 3 a.m., he yelled truthfully. If you don't turn that racket now, I'm calling the cops. The music persisted, and Kevin did as he had threatened and called the police. When they arrived, the officers refused to prosecute for the noise. Even though officers don't prosecute, that's the DAs. Obviously excessively loud, after the police officers explained the facts to Wayne, he was happy. Oh, fuck me. After the officers explained the facts to Kevin, he was happy to forgive not only the noise, but also the broken window. Explain.
Oh, these are still kid jokes. So the guy lived in Bootlemore.
You have to turn off that part of your brain, bud.
Bootlemore, Maryland.
He turned off that part of his brain, and that was the only part left.
Okay, let's see. The people next door were cops. Oh, I know what it is. Actually, I know what this is.
So a boot came into his window.
He called the cops. Could the answer possibly be he was in boot camp?
Oh, I know. It is the culprit with the boot, was it like a horse and they can't prosecute a horse because horse law?
You can't prosecute a horse?
No. They're above the law.
Yeah.
Them and Steven Seagal, two things above the law.
Mm-hmm. I'm very tempted to go to Riddle Court, but I'm not going to.
Well, you'd lose because they're above the law.
Yeah, it's true.
So Boot comes into a window. He calls the cops. The cops come, say there's nothing we can do about it. The guy says, that's cool, and they part ways.
The music.
Kevin was asleep when a boot crashed through his bedroom window, waking him up. Loud music came from the house next door, further irritating him. He jumped up, shook his fist at his neighbor's house, and shouted some obscenities towards it. It's 3 a.m. He yelled truthfully, if you don't turn that racket down, I'm calling the cops. The music persisted, and Kevin did as he threatened and called the police. When they arrived, the officers refused to prosecute for the noise, even though it was obviously excessively loud. After the police officers explained the facts to Wayne, he was happy to forgive not only the noise, but also the broken window.
And Wayne is Kevin.
Fuck.
Is it he lives in like a little shack next to the White House?
It's a little old shack where we can
it's a rusty
get
little
together.
Okay, so
Tin Cup.
Someone
Good
was
movie.
Breaking into the house next door. Their boot fell through his window, and then they turned the music up so people wouldn't hear them robbing the house. And then they were like, thank you for calling us. You saved these people's house.
Thank you, cops.
But Aaron, that is so close, but it's a little
cigar?
Bit. Yes.
Cigar or no cigar?
Steven Cigar.
Whatever.
Above the law. Aaron, that's very close. It's a little bit
more
wrong.
He stopped the crime from happening. Kevin did. He the neighbors weren't home. The neighbors something.
Was it the guy saw that there was somebody breaking in, and then when the cops said there's nothing we can do, the guy was like, fuck it, because they're assholes?
No. Aaron's right in that there was a break-in at the house next door. The part where you're incorrect is the rest of it, I should say.
Is it they can't prosecute because it was just a little kid controlling cardboard cutouts on strings?
Yeah, and kids are above the law, like Steven Seagal. yeah, there is no jail for kids. Actually, jail for kids is actually homework.
Oh, I'd like to see a scene. Adel, you're in a jail for kids. And JPC, you're his best friend, who's come to like visit him, and you're talking on those little phones, okay. And you're talking about your experience at all.
Oh God, thank you so much for visiting.
Yeah, I mean, we're all very concerned about you. Also for lunch today was Salisbury steak.
Oh my God, I would kill for Salisbury steak. Did you know that every day here, all we get is those juice barrels with the tin top, where sometimes the tin falls into it, and then also pizza Lunchables.
Oh, pizza Lunchables are the worst kind.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, it's cold.
Yeah, it's always cold. But I curb stomp a guy and I got a bunch of candy cigarettes.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
Look.
That kid had to go to the dentist.
That's important. I mean, luckily, little kids, their teeth fall out.
And I don't have a lot of lower body strength.
You don't?
No.
Oh, more minutes.
Okay. Oh,
sorry, the warden's really busting my balls.
Sorry, here was the homework. Here's a reading assignment.
I gotta do homework?
I guess so. They told me I'm supposed to come here and bring you your homework assignments.
What does this temporary tattoo say?
Fish?
Yeah.
You big fish fan now?
I like
now?
Fish.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I like fish.
That's a very adult prison thing to like.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm changed. Hey, can I ask you something?
Anything.
Is Megan seeing anyone?
You mean Miss Markowitz?
Yeah. Is Megan Markowitz seeing anyone?
I guess so.
She said she'd hold out for me.
I feel like I'm hearing stuff that I don't want to hear. I assume it's just her and her husband still. Anyway, she's teaching the class and...
He needs to get
one
out.
One more minute! I'm a kid, too.
I thought you were a grown mouse.
She keeps saying that.
I'm a kid, not a grown mouse.
That's clearly a grown mouse.
Not a grown mouse. Want to see me jump rope?
Sure.
I'm scared of a grown mouse.
See? Kid prison. All kids should be in prison. Okay, so I'm going to give it to you. So here's the answer. So burglars had cut the neighbor's telephone wire and broken into their house, so they couldn't call the police. In self-defense, the neighbor barricaded themselves into an upstairs room and successfully provoked Wayne into calling the police by throwing the boot and playing the music. Yep. The reason why they didn't prosecute, obviously, is because they came, arrested the people, and Wayne was a hero.
Clever.
Wayne was a little bit of a crank.
And Wayne grew up to be famous superhero Wayne Knight.
Yes, of the
Seinfeld persuasion. Jurassic Park's persuasion.
Adel, real quick, this is a very small scene, but I want to see a solo scene. You are hosting.
We'll see.
We'll see. There might be like a funny doctor character that comes in.
Funny little robot who screams, help me.
You are hosting a public access television show called The Seinfeld Persuasion, and it airs directly after reruns of Seinfeld, where you dissect the episodes.
Welcome back, Santa Fe. This is the Seinfeld Persuasion with Tom Mackey. So we're going to unpack this recent episode. We saw an episode called The Contest. So the premise of the contest is that everyone's going to refrain from masturbating, and they don't. They're all losing. They slam down their money, which indicates that they did touch themselves in the privacy of their own home or at work, and they did ejaculate or come. We're going to take some calls from all you Santa Fe locals, all you field heads out there. Yes, sign fiends. What do we got here? Some field fiends?
No, Tom. As always, there are no calls.
Ring, ring, ring.
Who? Oh, that's my emergency line. Hello?
Help me! Help!
I gotta save this robot.
The Seinfeld Persuasion.
Let's do what a Fabergé egg does when it falls off a shelf.
What, take a quick break?
Crack.
Way ahead of you.
Depreciating value. Let's real quick depreciate in value.
Way ahead of you.
Let's stop real quick and do a little crack.
And we'll be right back with more Baby to Baba. Booga to Beppo.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could Wait, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JPC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade's siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we are back.
With more family-style pasta.
Who wants some tortellini?
Hosted by Regis Philbin.
Oh, I'm back too.
Who wants some tortellini?
I like the phone an Italian friend.
I'd like to remove 50% of the breadsticks from the table. Boy. Aaron, do you want to do one?
No.
Great. Oh, okay.
I'm hungry for riddles.
Wow. This one's called Racing...
When you're here, you're puzzled.
Thank you. This one's called Racing the Drawbridge. Park Street included a drawbridge over a river. As its warning lights flashed, Kevin proceeded toward the bridge. The barriers were lowered, blocking the road. Kevin ignored them. The drawbridge itself opened, and Kevin gunned the motor and aimed right at it. But there was no collision. Why not?
Kevin on cocaine.
Kevin on cocaine. Yeah, probably. Are you locked in, Adel? Is that the final answer? You don't wish to give any more answers?
There's no water.
If I'm wrong, I don't get tortellini?
If you're wrong, you don't get tortellini.
So Kevin, there's a drawbridge closing. Kevin's on a motorcycle? What would we say? Bat out of hell?
He's a bat out of hell.
Kevin is a bird.
Ooh, Kevin is a bird on earth.
Park Street included a drawbridge over a river. As its warning lights flashed, Kevin proceeded towards the bridge. The barriers were lowered, blocking the road. Kevin ignored them. The drawbridge itself opened, and Kevin gunned the motor and aimed right at it, but there was no collision.
Kevin was in a boat beneath the bridge.
Yep.
Kevin was in a boat beneath the bridge.
Oh, that tasty Ooh, solution.
That tasty.
Oh, I just drank contact solution.
But you did like it, right?
Ew. Ew. Adel, gross.
I'm not doing anything.
Adel. Simple Contacts is a sponsor, so Adel,
I'm coughing up blood. Aaron, help me.
No, Adel. I don't know how.
You have to say it's good. This is a sponsor.
Thank you, Baj and Law, for
it's coming out of his eyes.
And I ate Pair of Thieves underwear, and that's good food. Sponsors, we love you.
We love you, sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors. Okay.
We love you, sponsors. Oh, yes, we do.
We love you, sponsors,
and we'll be true. When you don't sponsor us, so sad we're blue. We love you, sponsors.
Please.
I looked way. I made you, way too intensive
she
eye
made
contact
dead
with
eye contact with me and just meowed with her bird eyes.
That's Ritty Kitty. The Ritty Kitty really has sold out singing sponsor songs now. Scared of her shadow is the title of this next riddle.
All right, well, I thought we were done insulting
bye,
me.
Bye-bye, Ready.
Silly Susie, who lives in Florida, finds it particularly important when she is driving and sees the shadow of her car to roll down her window. Why?
Can you read it again?
Silly Susie, who lives in Florida, finds it particularly important when she is driving and sees the shadow of her car to roll down her window.
Is the fact that she's silly pertinent?
I don't fucking know.
She doesn't have air conditioning, and when the sun's out, it gets too hot in her car.
Aaron, why wouldn't someone have air conditioning?
Because
they live
broken.
In Florida.
Aaron, if you live in Florida, you legit, you need the air conditioning.
Well, your car's broken. She had it, and then it broke.
She had AC, but it was AC Slater. She was saved by the bell horn, honk the horn, kill me.
Hold on. Hold on. I have to call my friend of the paper and see if he can, at this late notice, stop the presses. Because, Adel, you got it exactly right. The answer was a bunch of random bullshit and makes no fucking sense.
Yes.
And Adel got it.
Still nailed it. Still got it.
No, that is not the correct answer.
When she sees her car's shadow, she what was it? Rolls out her window?
Adel, I'm so glad you asked. Silly Susie, who lives in Florida, finds it particularly important when she is driving and sees the shadow of her car to roll down her window. Why?
Total eclipse. It's the shadow of her car.
Total eclipse of the car.
Is it because there's going to be a glare off the window or something? She has tinfoil windows.
Would you stupid motherfuckers like to hear some hints and clues?
I have been nothing.
Yes, please, daddy puzzles.
You had me at I have been nothing. and Aaron, can I get a please daddy puzzles from you?
Please daddy puzzles.
I'm only doing it because I know you meant it. Okay. Does the sun shine brightly in Florida? Yes. That's one of the clues.
Fuck this book. Honestly, fuck you, condescending ass piece of lateral thinking shit.
Ah, but Adol, you can't fuck a book. I learned that the hard way.
Well, you have paperback.
Shit. God damn it.
You broke your dick?
Where were you when I was breaking my dick fucking hardback books?
Right next to you.
Right? He was sleeping in a cot next to me. We both went to jail for riddles. Is the reason for opening a car window concerned with controlling the temperature in the car? Aaron, you'll be happy to know that it is not. When the sun... When the sun is shining brightly behind a car, which is not the same as shining in a driver's eyes, is there potential danger?
The sun goes to the mirrors and then she can't see behind her, so she has to roll down her window and look behind her.
Do you want me to finish fucking reading the clue?
I wanted you to know I'm clever.
Child prism.
When the sun is shining behind the car, which is not the same as shining in the driver's eyes, is there potential danger because something important cannot be seen? Yes.
I think I nailed it.
That's the answer. And Aaron, can you give me your guess one more time?
So when the sun shines behind her, it's in her mirrors and she can't see anything behind her. So she has to roll down her window, stick her head out the window, and get decapitated.
A la Hereditary.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. That is not the answer.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I said it with such confidence. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have been confident.
Same thing, but she doesn't get decapitated. She gets decaffeinated.
She gets decapriated, which is when
Leonardo DiCaprio stands behind her on a boat.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's fucking awesome. Getting decapriated.
It hurts.
I lost my fucking head.
Getting decapriated is what happens when you get fucked by a poor person in an old car.
Oh, my God.
He does that in that movie. It's a new car for the movie. It's an old car for us now. Yes. And if I were to be fucked into a car like that now, it'd be an old car. What's the oldest car you've ever fucked in? This is a different riddle. This is a different podcast.
One of those bicycles with the really big wheel on the front.
She's like the village bicycle. Everybody gets a really big wheel.
Ew! That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. No one's gotten the answer to this riddle right yet. And that makes me, the host, fucking pissed.
You have it right in front of you, my good man.
Can we ask some yes or no questions?
Yes, please, at this point.
Is this an annoying answer?
Yeah.
Is this an annoying sound?
How about this?
Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing. Poppy puzzles. 30 minutes and less if you get a puzzle free.
Better ingredients, better puzzles. Poppy puzzles.
Poppy puzzles.
Does it have to do with a certain time of day?
I guess so. Yeah, it's more has to do with the fact that there is a lot of sunlight coming from that's hitting the back of the car.
Is it because the woman, because Silly Sally is like a ham and she'll cook if she doesn't roll down the windows because the way light works?
I can infer from this answer that yes, she is a ham, but that's not going to help you.
Great, and infer means
it's infrared. Like it's like a type of light.
She wants people to hear music.
Is that infer light?
I'm sorry, Aaron.
I was joking.
Great. Well, what'd I missed
you say, Aaron?
I missed your great joke.
It wasn't a good joke. I want to hear the answer. I think I'm ready.
No, I want one more hint.
Okay. The car that she is driving is very old.
Oh, it's a Ford Model T.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Lipton Sun Iced Tea.
Yeah, she's getting the Camry out of the back.
It's a Model T Ford. May the trouble make the people want to go.
It's an old car.
Hey, Aaron, I'll thank you not to sing musicals in my fucking podcast.
Is the car...
Okay, I'm going to go back into my little kiddie pool that's at the corner.
Oh, I think...
My ducks and my boats.
I think you get away with my ducks and my boats.
When I'm not talking, I'm in my little kiddie pool in the corner cooling off.
It sucks. It sucks because I want people to support the Patreon, but so far all Aaron has done with her share of the Patreon money is buy little kiddie pools, fill them with Crystal Pepsi and have little, have little ducks and boats.
Crystal Pepsi.
And she just spins every episode at her little fucking kiddie pool.
And I have one of those
wild
twisty straws and just drinking it.
And the twisty straw is connected to a different kiddie pool that is full of Coke Zero.
And you're asking how is she spending all that money on just those basics? Uh-huh. Well, kiddie pool, she spells it K-I-T-T-Y. Yeah. So there are 200 kitties drowning in Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi.
And just sticky as hell.
Or are they drinking?
No, they're dead.
Who knows?
Aaron, technically, no one can drink Crystal Pepsi.
There's flies above the pool.
We'll see.
This sounds like a riddle. There's flies above a kiddie pool.
You said it's an old car. Is it a horse?
No.
Is it a train?
But I do,
train car?
I do kind of, fair is fair, and I do kind of want to give you a dead stop for that old horse Old car is a new horse. No, actually, Henry Ford said if I did what people wanted me to do, I would have invented a faster horse. Mm. But what I did was make a car, which is better than a big fast horse.
You get this horse in any color you like as long as it's brown.
I don't know.
Okay, so she drives an old car, and I will say that her taillight lenses have not been cleaned from the inside in a long time.
Does she need to put her hand out the window to gesture which way she's turning?
Correct. Both. So her, she lives in Florida. There's sun shining on the back of the car, and the taillight lenses haven't been cleaned in a long time, so they're nearly impossible to see when there's a light from the sun hitting them. So instead, she has to roll down her window and use hand signals to signal that she is braking.
Oh, I gotta see a scene. Mm-hmm. This is a scene set in the early 1900s. Aaron, you are a used car salesperson, but of course it's early 1900s, so there's limited options. JPC, you are in the market for an automobile.
Okay.
Ooh, honky, honky.
I'm sorry.
Honk, honk.
Okay.
Honky, honky, honky. Look at this.
Well, honk, early 1900s, so no one really knows what that means yet. But yes, honky, honky indeed.
I'm making the honk sound.
I understand,
honk,
yes.
Honk.
And this honky, honky would like to buy a used automobile. Yes.
Well, I'll tell you about this one.
Okay. Now, this is a used or this is a new?
A used automobile.
So I'm not
smoke
going.
Smoke comes out the back. The whole time.
Sounds like my ex-wife.
Oh!
Just kidding. I'm married to my current wife. Divorce is not something that one would do with this.
We're
size.
Really terrible to women.
Yes, oh
so,
yes.
Smoke comes out the back the whole time, but here's the thing. There's only 1 mile on this car. It's only gone a mile. Isn't that incredible?
A mile? That's thousands of miles.
I'm so sorry.
To us, to our people, we're so slow and stupid.
I know, but it's a used car, so you're going to get what you're going to get.
Let me ask you, where does the horse go?
Well,
this is not a riddle, by the way. It's not like to the other end of the slide or something like that.
Horsepower, but the horse doesn't go anywhere.
I'm sorry?
There's no horse.
What do you mean? How could something have the power of a horse without the physical presence of a horse?
You leave your horse at home. You get into this. You press this. Here we go.
Get out of my horse and into my car.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, I'm the manager here. Honky, honky. Is there a problem here, you honky?
Honky, honky. No, there's no problem here. This your sales associate here is lying to me about the power of a horse being contained inside the engine of a car.
Well, I can back them up and say that every car engine does contain a power that's akin to that of several horses pulling it in a forward motion.
Not akin to a horse. I don't want some sort of mule car or some sort of donkey car. In the morning, I'm making waffles. Honky, honky.
What is that in reference to? I feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that before as well.
Where have I heard that before?
What do we need to do to
Shreks,
get you into
I have
into
no
this
idea
car?
What you're talking about. What,
what
sorry?
Do we, as two people, one who will get the commission from this and one who will not, what do
we
need
to
do
to
get
you
into
this
car?
I say grease up the doors and push as hard as you can. I'm a very rotund man. That's physically how you'd get me into the car.
But what do we need to do to make you want to be in this car, to drive away with it, and then to give us money for it?
All right. So enough of this horse mucky. Give me brass tacks. How much is this car going to set me back?
$11.
$11? Are you mad?
Fine.
Who am I, the king of England? $8.
I guess we could do $8, and in the future you would do us a solid, a favor.
Okay, $8 and a favor to be named later. Well, my little boy will have to work extra hard in the salt mines, but $8...
Yeah, those famous American salt mines.
how ignorant. My little boy is Caribbean. Honky, honky, he lives... He lives under the aisles. I never, the guff of
you. You never.
The insolence. But $8 seems like a fair price. Let's shake upon it here and there, here and there.
Okay. Five,
and
of six, course, seven, eight.
To seal the deal, do have to fuck me on this bike with one big wheel and one tiny wheel.
I wouldn't dream
just
of doing
as per customs.
Deal in a better way. The village bicycle.
Yeah, that's
here we
the
go.
Commission I'll get.
See.
Ah, the old times. That's just how things were.
You push a little wheel with a stick, and then you fuck on a bicycle.
Fuck on a bike.
Hit us with another riddle.
Hit us with another riddle.
Okay, you idiots. This one's called the mirror.
It's called the what?
The mirror.
The mirror oar?
The mirror oar.
Like you row a boat with a mirror oar?
I don't know how I can explain this any more clearly. It's spelled M-I-R-R space capital O-R. The mirror.
The mirror.
I'm sorry that I fucking know how to pronounce words because I went to theater school.
You have great elocution.
Your enunciation is top of the class.
Elocution.
I punched my sister's puppy because the puppy was upsetting.
I love every time you do one of those, it's always something to do with your sister.
KJ just threw in the towel. Just threw a towel on the ground, and then they walked out.
That means they quit, yes.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, old man Adel, for explaining it.
Just as per
it's
historical a
boxing
context.
Term. It's a boxing term.
Yeah. Throw in the towel.
Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. Okay, this one's called The Mirror. A mirror is mounted over the headboard of a bed.
Nice.
It is there, it is there because someone has a bad back. Explain.
I didn't know that was a body got my feeling. Lock me up in the mirror on the ceiling. Oh, that
was a body. Is that it, JBC? Is that right?
I just...
Ayo.
I can't say how pleased I am that every time Erin sings, she knows one out of every five lyrics to a song.
And KJ
I,
was still dancing.
I love it. What song was that?
That's a Lady Gaga song. Am I crazy? That's a Lady Gaga. And it's not
I just
body,
don't know that song.
My body got me feeling.
Erin,
lock me up
you're
and
not crazy. You just know the lyrics
ceiling.
To zero songs. Yeah.
I know
the words mirror on the ceiling.
I actually don't know Lady Gaga's songs. I'm only a fan of Allie from the movie... what's the fucking movie that
Starborn. I would say that song I was just singing.
How did you get butts in them jeans?
I did like when I came into the studio, I was singing Six, which I just saw recently, which was amazing.
I saw two. I loved it.
And I was trying to sing.
Well, Adel saw Six and Erin saw two.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to sing Jane Seymour's song and Erin was like, you sound like Erin Neville falling down the stairs. Which I'll take as a compliment.
Wait, do it. Do him falling down the stairs.
Here's me singing, and then you said it sounded like Erin Neville falling down the stairs. Here can help me up. You can help me down. Unbreakable.
And I wasn't wrong, I guess.
Erin Neville fell down the stairs. Didn't miss a stair.
I just flawlessly hit every stair.
Flawlessly
and I broke my nuts. I'm impotent.
What was your favorite song from Six?
Probably that one.
That one?
Very emotional. I also like the one. I like the one that Anne Boleyn sings.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, not sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not sorry.
But hey, you fucking imbeciles! If I wanted to see the movie Six, I would go watch Brad Pitt and at minus one. Puzzles.
So this person had a bad back. We have to explain.
Yes.
Yeah, No Way is great.
Do you have any guesses, or do you want me to read some clues?
Their back was so bad, they had
How bad was it?
They had to put on their bra by looking in a mirror in bed.
They had to put on a bra?
They had to look at a mirror to put on their bra because they couldn't reach around properly.
Mm-mm,
I don't know.
Bad back. I get it, though.
Why would you?
I honestly, sometimes I feel like I put my shoulder out of its socket when I'm trying to clasp up my bra together. But that's because I'm a woman who's bad at being a person.
Ooh,
that's sort of
she looks
thing.
Like a woman who's so bad at being a person.
Pretty woman, bad at being a person.
Ooh, she just got her dress caught in a car door and shut the door and pulled the dress off.
That woman looks like a pigeon sitting down. So uncomfortable.
No, a mirror is mounted over the headboard of a bed. It is there because someone has a bad back. Explain. It's mounted over the headboard of a bed. I will tell you right now that you will need clues for this. You will still not get this, and it will make you mad.
I would love some clues then.
Okay. Hey, Erin, let's give you some clues. Huh?
Okay.
Is the mirror where anyone could easily look directly into it? No.
Hmm?
Is it made from ordinary plate glass? No.
Ugh.
Is it the only mirror that is mounted near the bed? No.
Is this like a Cinderella situation? Or who had the mirror? Snow White?
Are you talking about
mirror,
Medusa?
Mirror on the wall? Oh. Yeah, Medusa. Remember Medusa had that mirror?
I love to see
yes,
a scene.
Yes, there is a mirror in Medusa. It's the shield that is a mirror.
I want to see a scene. Adel, you're the princess of your choice, and you're asking your magic mirror a question. And JBC, you'll be playing the magic mirror.
Okay.
Oh.
magic mirror. Remind me which princess
Did
I am.
Did a fucking bird just die?
No.
I thought I just heard a fucking bird die.
No, a bird came to my window and landed on my finger.
Oh, Michelle, it was you singing. Okay, cool.
Mira, you snarky little bitch. Mira, I love you. You're my best friend and my confidant.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can I help you, Michelle?
Mira, mira on the wall.
Hold on, I'm pouring wine.
Is that my wine?
Is this your wine?
Did you pull that through the mirror?
Do you have a $600 bottle of Merlot?
I did.
Well, what's yours is mine, and what's mine is wine. How can I help you, Michelle?
I want to know who's the fairest of them all.
Hold on, I'm getting texted. Ugh, this is Brittany. She's such a whore.
What is she saying?
She's saying she fucked.
She just fucked.
She's saying she fucked.
Well, that's... Brittany won't text me back. That's
odd
that she's texting my mirror.
Interesting. Hmm. What was you asking? You're asking who the fairest
mirror,
one of them
mirror
all?
Mirror on the wall. Yeah. Who's the fairest of them all?
Boy. I guess I'd have to say that I'm the fairest of them all because I'd have to be super fair to be able to give as much fucking attention to you as you are requiring of me. Where I should be splitting my time, in my own interests. So I'm probably the fairest one of them all.
Mirror...
I'm sorry, Michelle, did you want you to be the fairest one of them all? I'm sorry. Michelle is the fairest one of them all. If by fairest one of them all, I mean most likely to get fucked in the pig exhibit of a county fair. Because that's what you are, Michelle.
Oh, my God.
Run a comb through your hair, sweetie. Okay? Maybe you'd actually pull out hay, because that's what it looks like. Looks like a barrel of hay.
I'm the princess that has all the hair.
If you have to
from
say
it. Tangled?
Yeah, Michelle. If you have to say it, Michelle, it's not true. Okay?
You're a stinky little mirror, bitch.
I know.
You know the one I found you? You were all rusted over?
Sure.
And I polished you. For 10 years, I polished you and brought you back to life.
Well, you're going to be polishing it for more than 10 years, honey, because if you think you're going to catch a mare with that rat trap, then...
are you talking about...
Well, polishing... jerking it. I don't know.
Same.
Mirrors don't have genitalia, so it's hard to...
You two really captured how women talk to each other.
Oh, I was not a woman. First of all, I was a gay man. And maybe look at yourself in a mirror, Aaron.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Do you guys have any answers to this?
I don't.
I mean, you said it, we're not going to get it. If we do, we're going to be mad. Is it something to do with, like, putting on some sort of medical brace or something?
No, it is not about putting on a medical brace. That's
a good
guess.
Is it about, like, doing surgery?
No, it's nothing about doing surgery.
Is the mirror made of diamonds?
Is it a stained glass?
I think that the fact that the mirror is made out of some other material is not useful at all to anyone.
Can you tell us what the mirror is made out of?
Optical grade glass to prevent eye strain. Ugh. Optical grade glass.
Oh, they have to stare into a mirror to fall asleep?
Kind of.
They're a vampire?
Yes.
They have to check every morning?
They are a vampire.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Yes.
And I
do believe in God.
Ooh, yes.
No, so, okay, I'll just give you the answer, because, boy, oh, boy. This one's my Uncle Jeff, a real dick. No, I love my Uncle Jeff. Is it one of the two? Okay, it is one of two mirrors, both made of special optical-grade glass to prevent eye strain. The mirror that is not over the headboard is mounted on a flexible bracket near it. After adjusting the second mirror, one can lie on one's back, look into it, and see the reflection from the first mirror. By looking through two mirrors, one sees an unreversed image. This arrangement...
What is this fucking Rube Goldberg machine?
This arrangement is useful for someone with a bad back, which we said,
nope.
Who wants to lie in bed and watch TV. For one need not be propped up, but can lie truly flat. This is a special double mirror arrangement. So you can watch TV in bed.
Oh God, double mirror. Whoa. Double mirror.
Adel, your pop culture references are on fucking point. Here's what we're going to see. We're going to see a quick scene. Adel, you are going to be taking a tour. Aaron, you're going to be giving this tour. This is a tour of Thomas Jefferson's house. Aaron, as part of this tour, you've just gone into Thomas Jefferson's bedroom where he has a special mirror. Situation in his bed. Adel, you're going to be losing your mind for this.
Okay.
What's this over here? What's this big thing made of oak?
Sir, we're getting to it.
Oh, damn! Damn, is that his bed?
Yeah, this is his bed. And does anyone know what day?
Is that Cho Jay's bed? I call Thomas Jefferson Toje.
Well, then you must take know first what two day first he last died. Name, Toje.
Oh, he died.
Does anyone know what day Thomas
Halloween.
Jefferson died?
Nope. Blew his brains out.
No. I think you're a little confused. It was another holiday, though.
He's sad and never didn't have candy.
And he died the same day as President's another day. President.
President's Day.
It's an ironic day, the day he died.
Oh, fucking shit. Is that a mayor? Is that so he could watch TV?
No, that's what...
I bet his favorite show is Jefferson's. Moving on up.
They didn't have... Interestingly, they didn't have TV in the 1700s and 1800s.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
No matter how fucking obnoxious I get, you talk real patient. Why so?
Because I will say, Thomas Jefferson fans are usually the worst kind of people. So I've had a lot of
you
weird...
You have practice.
A lot of racist, practice. Crazy people have come
practice
through
makes
here.
Perfect.
Yeah. So do you know what day he died, though?
President's Day?
July 4th.
Oh, was it Honda Days?
Nope, not Honda Days. July 4th, the same day that John Adams died.
Oh, damn.
That is correct.
Oh, it's the ghost.
I did die on July 4th.
Are you John Adams or Thomas Jefferson?
My name's Pete.
Same.
Pete the Ghost.
Oh, Pete the Ghost.
Oh, y'all did so well on those riddles that now I'm going to reward you by giving you your own individual time to plug anything that you would like to
Before
plug.
Before we do that, I do want to bring out one thing.
What the fuck?
What is
this
that?
Is something I received in the mail, and this is from Lauren McGregor. With the last name McGregor, where do we think Lauren's from?
Spain.
Space.
You're both wrong. Australia. Lauren sent us a package.
Oh my god.
What's inside here? So we have several violent crumbles. These are crumbles that are violent. We have caramello koalas.
Throw those at me, please.
We have some Tim Tams, so we can do some Tim Tam slams. And also we found, and I snuck into this bag. This is my new favorite candy. It's called Cherry Ripe.
Oh.
And it's like, it's so good.
Oh, Australia, honestly, you weirdos.
Honestly, it's so fucking good.
We'll all have to try some Cherry Ripe. Did she write any note or anything or just send us a bag of fucking
if
candy?
If she did, I ate it.
I can't
What's
believe
that?
She sent me
What's
caramel
that piece
koalas?
Of paper that came out?
Oh, she did write us a note.
Can I have...
Hold on.
Can I have the caramel koalas?
Hold on.
Okay.
You can have it if you read this letter in an Australian accent.
I won't be able to do that.
All right, we'll settle for Boston.
So here's a sweet little... And while Aaron preps for that, I do want to say we recently, depending on when this comes out, somewhat recently, did a show in L.A., and it was amazing, and everyone we met afterwards was so, so kind and so gracious, and we got so many gifts. We got so much candy. We got cool... Well, we met someone who worked for Double Dare, and we got Double Dare shirts and towels. We got That's My Tuesday Bitch hat. We got all kinds of fun... Well, what other stuff do we get? We got
Skittles. We got Skittles. So many Skittles.
Yeah,
we got
little
planets.
Sure.
Little planets that have like
slime
inside.
I have a Jupiter one.
We got a fan art, like some fan art. Honestly, thank you to everyone.
And I slapped a lot of shit out of people's hands. There was a lot of people trying to give me stuff, and it went right into the fucking
dirt.
Yeah,
that one person just wanted you to kiss their baby, and it shattered.
Don't bring me a glass baby. I ain't kissing glass.
G'day from Melbourne. Hope you enjoy these Aussie treats. Thanks for all the riddies and puzzies. Lauren.
That was great.
Oh, thank you so much, Lauren. We really appreciate all the...
I'm going to eat these caramel koalas in my bed when I'm sad.
We're gonna release a Patreon episode that's just us eating this candy, so check that out.
No, we won't. Don't worry, we won't.
In all sincerity, you do want to check out our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. It's only $5 a month, and you get new episodes every single Friday, so you're basically doubling your dose of us three, if that's what you want.
Which, why would anyone?
If that's how you want to die. And our LA live show, which was phenomenal, such a great time.
A hoot and a half.
I was so nervous and ended up being so fun.
It was so great. And that's going to be released on our Patreon. It's probably on there right now. So if you want to hear that, all our live shows, do go to the Patreon. And please check that out. Also, I do want to mention that while we were in LA, we recorded on some other folks' podcasts, so check those out. We were on If I Were You with Jake and Amir, so please listen to that.
Very fun. It's an advice podcast. Highly recommend you listen.
And they're such wonderful hosts, and were so kind to us over the time.
Also on the HeadGum Network.
On the HeadGum Network.
They were great.
And also High and Mighty, which is John Gabris' show. We recorded an episode with him, which should be out now or coming soon.
Also on the HeadGum Network.
Hollywood Nights.
Aaron, anything you want to promote?
Follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram, and I'll promote my shows there. I'm also on a team called Wet Bus, and we have a show every Thursday at 10 p.m., and if you want free tickets to that, just message me.
Yeah, for me, you can follow my dumb ass on Twitter at JPSoFlyer. Follow my dumb ass on Instagram at SharkBarkman.
And don't you do a show at IO called Butt Mass?
I do a show. It's Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and noon called Butt Mass. And,
it's where talking butt I gives do, mass, Sunday
I do
mass.
I do a full Christian Catholic mass
I've
out
never
of my
wanted
ass.
An episode with to an end ass in mask? More,
you do a Jim Carrey style?
For sure. Why not? Add a little thing to plug.
Please. Saying this.
By the way, when we were recording an episode of If I Were You with Jake and Amir, which was very fun, Adel set me up to say that I had some like dumb bullshit podcast, and a bunch of people, nice people, very nice people, messaged me on Twitter to be like, hey,
where can
I'm
I find
having
that?
Trouble finding that podcast that Adel mentioned, and I had to explain kindly to these people that Adel is an asshole, and I was going along with his dumb bit.
Which is why you can see me at church on Sunday. if you want to check out that podcast that I joked about being fake, but is actually real, it's called From Lulz to Lulz. So check that out. You can find that
Do
on,
not message me about that podcast.
You can find that on paper only, so search your local dumpsters for that. You can also check all three of us out at World News Tonight, which is every Saturday at IO Theater in Chicago at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. We've had an incredibly wonderfully long streak of fans visiting us every show for the last like 8 months or something. So please don't let that streak die or else
yeah,
the show
also,
stops.
Cassette last night.
Cosette from Les Miserables?
Yes, but she was also at her show last night. I tried to say bye to her, and I didn't really get to talk to her, and then she walked away, and I called her name, and she didn't hear me.
Cosette!
Yeah, exactly, that's what I did, but I just felt really bad, and so I'm so sorry that I didn't get to talk to you more, and that you walked away before I could say goodbye.
Wow, what
and
a cool personal message.
Aaron, I also heard last night, I overheard after the show, you were trying to call after somebody else, and you kept screaming this name. What was the name you kept screaming?
Jupiter!
Bye forever!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.